الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما. نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهد الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسري هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر. صدق الله العلي العظيم. The most precious and the most honorable gift that God had bestowed on humanity is the blessing of aql and reason. That is the most precious gift. And therefore, ma ubid Allah, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam says, ما عبد الله سبحانه وتعالى بشيء أفضل من العقل. God could not be worshipped in the best manner of worshipping with something better than reason. So the best type of worshipping is the worshipping with reason, with discernment, with understanding. That is the real worshipping. Worshipping is not mechanical. Worshipping is not just physical. Worshipping is mental and spiritual. That is the core of worshipping. And therefore, aql, what is the meaning of aql? Aql has been defined as deterrence. لأنه يعقل. العقل سمي عقلا لأنه يعقل الإنسان ويمنعه من ارتكاب القبائح. Because عقل has named عقل because it deters, it restrains, controls, and it prevents the human from committing bad acts, evil acts. Puts a restraining order on us. Have you seen sometimes the court puts restraining order on some husbands, on some wives, on some neighbors to restrain them? To restrain them from doing bad acts to others. God has put this restraining order on us from day one when He gave us a brain, when He bestowed reason on us. So you don't need a court, you don't need a police officer to tell you this is wrong. You have it inside you. Your intuition, your understanding, your discernment. It tells you don't do these things, stay away from them. And therefore, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ سُورَةُ الْفَجْرِ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. لِذِي حِجْرٍ means those who have understanding, those who are mindful. Hijr. Hijr also, Hijr is one of the meanings of reason, another meaning synonymous to reason is hijr. Hijr from what? From putting guardianship on someone. Yahjur. When you put guardianship, when you put someone under control, this is hijr. Therefore, we all have this hijr, guardianship. But not by people, by our reason, by our aql. Aql puts restriction on you. Guardianship. It's a guardian that tells you what to do and what not to do. What to say and what not to say. Prevent us from doing stupid things, foolish things, wrong things in our life. Sometimes people, to protect themselves, they have to install cameras. They have to have bodyguards to protect them. They have to have police officers to protect them. But Allah said, I have done this to you from day one. When you incorporate your aql, when you use your reason, then you have a good security system to protect you. To protect you, to protect yourself, to protect your soul, to protect your family, to protect your community. This is a security system that has been placed on us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, my friends, ilm does not function without aql. Ilm without aql is going to be useless. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wassalam. Says, رب عالم قد قتله جهله وعلمه معه لا ينفعه. How often times a scholar, عالم, he destroys himself through his ignorance, and next to him is his knowledge that does not help him. وعلمه معه لا ينفعه. He's a scholar, but a scholar who does not use his brain to understand knowledge. He memorizes like parrots. Like some parrots, when they memorize things, they don't understand their meaning. There are many scholars who just memorize the books, but they don't analyze them. Their brain is not analytical. They have a powerful ability to memorize, but not to analyze, not to understand. Ilm is worthy when it reaches the level of discernment, when you understand. With your aql, what you are reading, what you are doing. This is the value of ilm. The hadith says, كُلُّ عِلْمٍ, every piece of knowledge, كُلُّ عِلْمٍ لَا يُؤَيِّدُهُ عَقْلٌ فَهُوَ مَظَلَّةٌ. Every piece of knowledge is not supported by reason, it's a deviation, مَظَلَّةٌ. Ilm is going to be مَظَلَّةٌ, the same ilm, because it is going to move in the wrong direction. It's like the medicine. When you take medicine without consulting a doctor, any medicine which is supposed to cure you, the same medicine is going to kill you. Same medicine which is supposed to cure and help you, because this is without the consultation of the doctor. You are using the medicine in the wrong way. Some people use ilm in the wrong way to destroy themselves, not to benefit. That is the value of aql. No gift has been given to mankind more precious, more important, more honorable, ashraf, than aql. And God wants us to use our aql. God enjoys seeing us incorporating and using and utilizing our aql. But people don't do that, unfortunately. People sometimes follow, they keep their aql in a box, they lock it in a box, and they follow someone, the aql of someone else, the reason of someone else, not themselves. They follow blindly. Allah says one of the reasons people are going to be taken to the hellfire, it's mentioned in the Quran. وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلْ مَا كُنَّا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Had we been using our brains and our ears to listen, just to listen, we wouldn't have been today in this place, in this terrible condition. مَا كُنَّا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. And Islam came to support aql, to promote aql, to promote reason. Islam says religion is based on reason. Everything that does not make sense, it's not religious. It's not from God. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he says, if you hear a hadith that has been ascribed to us by someone, try to analyze this hadith. Try to study it. Try to examine it. Before you believe this hadith, before you repeat this hadith, before you pass it to other people, try to examine it. If it does not make sense, if it goes against reason, فَضْرِبُوا بِهِ عَرْضَ الْحَائِطِ. Throw to that hadith into the wall. Throw it away. Because we don't say something which is nonsense. We don't say something which is not reasonable, not intellectual. Everything the Quran says makes sense. Everything the hadith, authentic hadith of our prophets and our imams, when they speak, it makes sense. Makes sense. We have to examine them. This is how we survive, through aql. Allah has given us the means for survival. But some people, they take them, and some people decline them. They don't want them. And when they don't want them, they will be writing damnation for themselves. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر. God makes an oath. والفجر. This is an oath. قسم. والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسري هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر. Always the Quran speaks about أولي الألباب. Those who use their reason. Always Quran says before you worship, think. تفكر ساعة خير من عبادة سبعين سنة. A process of thinking and meditation, reflection, tafakkur, is worthier than spending your entire life just worshipping without knowing who you are worshipping, why you are worshipping. Tafakkur, use your brain, make your life healthy and brain healthy by tafakkur, by meditation and reflection. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبط نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه أولئك الذين هداهم الله وأولئك هم أولو الألباب. We have been told that the first thing God created in this universe, the first item, was aql and reason. Before creating humans, he created aql. And then he started a conversation with reason, with aql. He said to him, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي, with my glory, with my sublime position in this universe. مَا خَلَقْتُ خَلْقًا أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنْكِ. I would never create a creature, any creature, closer or better than you to me. You are the closest one to me. You are my favorite creature. مَا خَلَقْتُ خَلْقًا أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنْكِ. بِكَ إِيَّاكَ آمُرْ. It is through you, Aql, I give commands to people and ask them to do certain things. وَإِيَّاكَ أَنْهَى. And it is through you, the reason, I forbid people from doing certain things. وَإِيَّاكَ أُثِيب. And because of you, I am going to reward people. Meaning that if people have no reason, then there is no reward. There is no reward in this life. Neither there is a punishment. If someone has no reason, he's not going to get neither reward nor punishment because he does not have the engine to tell him what is right and what is wrong. And then God says this. This is important. وَلَا أُكْمِلُكَ إِلَّا فِي مَنْ أُحِبْ. I would not integrate you and make you complete. عقل. I would not make you complete unless for those that I love, I give them complete عقل. Integrated عقل. Perfected عقل. Those that I love. I don't give this gift to anyone. This gift is my special gift. I bestow it on those who are special to me. And then in another narration, God says to reason, to aql. قال الله تعالى للعقل. أؤيد من أحببته بك. I am going to support and aid whomever I love with you, ya aql. Not with money, not with family, not with power, but with reason. God is going to support certain people. Through what? Money, they make money. Family, they can make family. But aql, they cannot generate aql. God will give them that reason. What are the benefits of aql? There are numerous benefits. Number one, the difference between someone who has reason, who incorporates his reason, and someone who does not use his reason. Number one benefit, number one difference is qabulul haqq. Someone who has reason is going to accept the truth. He's not going to challenge the truth. He's not going to defy the truth. He's not going to be stubborn. When he finds this is the truth, he's going to be attracted to the truth. That is number one difference, qabulul haqq. When you find someone who's defining the truth, it means his aql has a defect. His aql is not complete. He has a mental problem. He has a mental problem. Because he's rejecting the truth. Truth has to be accepted by reason. Reason loves the truth. Reason is attracted to the truth. Reason has been built and programmed by God, and God is the truth. ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه الباطل. Therefore, if you find someone who sees the truth, but yet he rejects the truth, it means he has a mental problem. His aql is not complete. The second benefit of aql is you learn from your experience. There are certain people in the society who go through many challenges in their lives, many failures, but they do not learn from these failures. They keep repeating the same mistake over and over. Same mistake. He went through this experience. He failed, but he's repeating it again. He's doing the same mistake. What does that mean? It means he's not learning. He's not learning from his experiences. And therefore it means he has a problem, mental problem. A person, the hadith says, لا يلدغ المؤمن من جحر مرتين. A person who has aql, a reasonable person, believer, when he falls in the trap one time, he is going to be careful the second time. He's not going to repeat the same mistake the second time. Repeating the mistake the second time, it means there is a problem with the aql. The aql is not functioning well. The third benefit is قبول الموعظة. Amir al-Mu'mineen, accepting the maw'idha, the advice. If someone comes to you and that person, he respects you, he loves you, he cares about you. He cares about you. Be it a father, a mother, a neighbor, a friend. Some people do care about us. If that person is caring about you and he's giving you good advice, he has some experience in this life, listen to that advice. Listen to the advice of that person. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, لا تكونن ممن لا تنفعه الموعظة. Do not be among those people where موعظة, admonishment, does not work with them. Doesn't work. You keep telling him and he keeps rejecting. He's not listening. فَإِنَّ الْعَاقِلَ يَتَّعِظُ بِالْأَدَبِ. A person who's reasonable, a person that God has perfected his mental capacity for, him is going to accept the maw'idha. يَتَّعِظُ بِالْأَدَبِ. When someone tells him something, adab here means maw'idha, admonishment and advice, sincere advice. He will accept it. He would welcome it. Some people welcome the advice. Other people, when you tell them an advice, they get offended. And once they get offended, this is the sign of foolishness. Foolishness. And foolishness is part of arrogance. Does not accept the maw'idha. Maw'idha is the best gift. A best gift a person can give to his friend, to his family member. Maw'idha, good advice. بالعقل تملك الشهوة. You can control your desire with your reason. The hadith, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, من لم يملك شهوته لم يملك عقله. He who cannot control his desire, bad desire, cannot control his brain. He does not have a brain to control. His desire overcomes him. How many stories we hear every single day? Every single day. Look around you. Of some people who were knocked down by their desire. Desire overcomes reason. Desire is very strong. And therefore the reason gets intimidated. Why do we have to pray 5 times a day? This is to give a boost, to give an energy to your reason. So it does not get weak when it is confronted with desire. You keep your aql strong. Why do we have to read the Quran and the dua? So you keep the reason strong. So when desire comes, your immunity system is strong. Does not give in to these desires. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. Today, Friday, is named after our 12 Imam, Al-Imam Al-Mahdi, صاحب العصر والزمان. And on a Friday, at least, you have to greet this Imam at least once a day. Either in the morning when you finish your Fajr prayers, there is Dua al-Ahd. Or if you can't read Dua al-Ahd, you have to read this Dua. If you could not do it in the morning, noon. If not noon, before sunset on a Friday. Allahumma kun li waliyika al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan. Salawatuka alayhi wa ala abaih. Fi hadhihi al-sa'ati wa fi kulli sa'ah. وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا واجعلنا اللهم من أنصاره وأعوانه. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية. اللهم اقض حوائجنا للدنيا والآخرة. اللهم اغفر ذنوبنا واستر عيوبنا ووفقنا للعمل والتوبة وفعل الخير والإحسان. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.